You're listening to Foul Monkeys, and I'm taking a big ol' shit.
Vagina, this is Ricky. This is Gina, this is Ricky. Vagina, this is Ricky.
I'm sweating for Jesus. How about you?
How about you? How about you?
Episode 19, Damn Jalapenos.
Listeners, if you hear me slapping and sucking on stuff, it's because I'm eating sunflower seeds.
Yeah, right.
They're salty. They make up for what's lacking in my life right now. Which are salty balls.
Salty chocolate balls.
Oh, by the way, you're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Gina. How are you?
We thought we'd go ahead and put that in because I believe on the last episode that we put out, we never got to that part.
What's that?
Did we ever get to... Oh, because it was an hour-long show, we didn't do the second part of it.
Right.
Okay.
Kind of like went into it.
Right.
It was a continuation, you know, so...
True.
It's like, you know, okay, so we just like had to totally, you know, do two. It was so fucking long.
Right. Well, I'm complaining.
Too much monkey.
I need to complain.
Too much monkey.
Too much monkey, not enough petting.
That's right. An hour's just too much monkey.
Why am I going onto our website, looking at the last show that was downloaded, and there's only 21 episodes downloaded?
I know. It's like, what?
People aren't doing their jobs.
I mean, goddamn.
I'm getting fed up.
It's time for necrophilia. We're gonna do it at the whole fucking hour, too.
Right. We're gonna do a whole hour of necrophilia. Talking about pounding some dead, rotted pussy as the maggots eat through it. Crickets?
Yes. Huh? Oh, sorry.
Okay, I'm really hoping you were quiet because you were grossed out, not because you were actually thinking about pounding rotten pussy.
No, I was actually typing something and I didn't hear what you said.
You don't even listen to me. What I say?
Whatever.
How are we going to ask the listeners to listen to us when I can't even get my own host to listen to me? And now he's snorting.
Ew, nasty pussy. No, I'm sorry. I don't do that. Ew.
Yes, you do. You said you have.
Well, I've done twat, but not nasty one.
Oh.
Jesus. I'm, you know, a slut and a whore, but I do have my limits.
Not really. Oh, so a maggoty pussy isn't one of them?
Yeah, that's a limit.
What about if it was a pussy with the hottest man's cum in it? Would you lick it?
Yes.
Ooh!
If the guy's hot, why not?
Ooh. I forgot to tell you that his semen is full of the herpes virus.
Oh, well. Whatever. Die of something, shit.
Ooh. If you die from herpes, there's a serious problem. You got, like, herpes simplex F or something.
Exactly.
Something new.
Like you have the Pamela and Tommy virus.
Ooh.
That's herpes A through Z.
She's starting on double letters. Oh, you know, like the original, you know, the Mario Brothers that came out on the first Nintendo?
Uh-huh.
And if you would get so many, man, like, you would go up to, like, I think 99, and then they would start with the alphabet. And then after the alphabet, it would go AA, AB, right. AC, AD, AE. Yeah. That's what Pamela Anderson has.
Oh, yeah. She's up to what, TT now?
Ooh. TT.
She's got such huge breast assistance.
Well, you know, TT makes it sound kind of cute.
Yeah.
I just had the TT. It's okay.
I have herpes. I have herpes TT. And my tits are TTs too.
Oh. That's big.
Yeah, that's ginormous.
Ginormous. Ooh, I'm in a mood today. I want to say congratulations. This is going to be late, but congratulations to the Little Fatty Cast for your 200th show.
Yay.
Yay.
Give them the clap.
Oh my gosh, Finbar's trying to be in the show. What you doing, Finbar? Huh?
You know how them drag queens are.
I know. Ooh, I think I feel a tick on him. Oh my gosh, please no.
Did you say a tick or a dick?
Come here, Finbar. I'll have to look at it later. I think it's a tick. I hope not. Those things are gross. I have the Revolution. That's what I put on him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe it's time for me to put it on him again. I guess I'll have to go to the vet this weekend and get some more.
Get some more juice.
Hmm?
Get some more juice.
Yeah, more juice. That makes him go crazy.
Yeah.
So, I'm having a little issue on LiveJournal, Gina. In our local Lakeland room, people are fucking retarded. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with them.
I don't get what you're talking about! Stop it! Stop posting! Oh my god, I can't read any more foul monkeys! I can't scroll past it if I don't want to read it. Ah, stop it.
And what?
With
a confused chick.
I know. What? How?
You called me a girl.
That situation is funny. It's not a girl. It's a guy.
You think he's?
I don't know what the fuck he is.
You think he's transgender?
Maybe.
Because, I mean, he has a chick's picture up there, so we assume... Hello?
Right, that he's a girl, but he said it's from some kind of CD cover or something.
Now, if he had a picture of someone like a mongoloid, we'd figure he was retarded.
Not a mongoloid. Damn. And then the moderator come on and said... we're all about people plugging their stuff, but you're, like, doing it way too much. Can you stop? And I want to say, thank you, asshole.
Like, what's the matter? Someone, you know, tries to put a little bit of homosexuality, and it's like...
Well, I just can't get past the part where they're saying, oh my god, you're posting too much, they're too long! Stop it!
We don't like to read, we just like to glance.
I mean, come on. If you don't want to read it, if you don't want to listen to it, fucking scroll past it. I mean, how fucking hard is that bullshit?
Right, really.
God.
People have a scroll wheel.
How about I'm more upset over this live journal thing than I am somebody telling me I'm going to hell because I don't believe in God.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, those people in that room are fucking retarded. And Kevin, oh, it was funny because he went in there and put, oh, yeah, then what's so different about promoting all your stupid fucking bands?
Does it straight? All about the straight.
I don't even know if it's that, because there's some people that took up for me when that asshole was being stupid and saying, you know, that's not going to be tolerated, but I mean,
I don't understand people.
And then you posted something and they
ripped me
fucking,
a new asshole.
I know, they like fucking stoned you to death or something.
You know what, that's good though. You know, at least it gave him something to talk about.
right? Because that room's fucking boring. Representing the 863. Mm. Polk County. Woo woo. What? Oh math. God, math. Exciting. Math.
Come on. You know, and the weird thing about it is if I would have posted something just saying, you know, here's blah 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 blah, and didn't say what I did, mm-hmm. people would have been like, that one stupid chick guy.
I'm confused. Oh my god, stop! I'm confused.
Why do you have to complain you're homosexual? Why does it have to be a geisha? It's like, don't fucking listen to it.
Right.
God damn, how clear do we have to make that?
And if
shit?
You do listen to it and you don't like it, you can call 206-984-FOWL and fucking tell us about it.
That's right, motherfuckers.
God, call and cuss us out. We need something to talk about. Like Larry Vader said, it's nice when other people call because they contribute to the show.
Exactly, because we can make fun of their fucking asses.
Right. So, I'm giving...
So yeah, motherfuckers.
Lakeland gets 2 thumbs down. Ooh. Assholes.
The only question is, can most of these people dial a phone number?
Apparently not.
Because, I mean, they can also write us an email if they know how to do that.
Right. And just to our listeners, because, you know, we practically have to beg every time for somebody to call us. If you have a cell phone, I'm pretty sure that the time after 9 o'clock is free. So, don't worry about the long distance and call us.
Because the shit's free.
Free. Hello. F-R-E-E. You're getting this show for free. I mean, I doubt if you would pay for it anyway. I wouldn't pay for this show anyway.
No.
But come on now.
We'd like to get paid for it.
Show us some love. Show us that you love the Foul Monkeys. We need a reason to be here.
Right. Or, you know, tell us how much we fucking suck. We don't care. Shit, goddamn.
Right.
Tell us something. Shit. Give us something to make fun of.
I mean, ugh. So, anyway, that's about enough about the Lakeland room.
My God. Dude.
That's about 15 minutes of material.
Stupid fuckers. I just don't understand the mentality. And then you make the statement about, okay, there's, you know, you tell them that there's gay people in Polk County. Oh, we don't want to hear that. It's like,
right.
Why? We have just as much right to be open in ourselves as you do.
Right.
At least y'all get the fucking sucked face and out and cry.
Oh my god, my band is called Firecracker and we're playing in Mom Park. Oh, see us! Ugh.
That's not advertisement. At least we're not promoting alcohol.
Right. I mean, we might talk about smoking a doobie or tripping on acid, but we really don't mean it, do we?
No. Unless you can get away with it.
China.
Yes.
We're going to have to cut that out. We're not supposed to promote drug use.
Oh, that's right.
Everyone go to your nearest DARE representative and admit to your, or confess that you smoke big old doobies and that you need to be helped.
Oh, and I would like to give a big fuck you to,
yeah, China. How about you lay off the hay there?
I want to give a big fuck you to Truth.
Truth.org?
Those people that do that, those cigarette ads, get off of it. Jesus Christ, we all know they're fucking hazardous to our health.
I am sorry,
really talk about
but
it, talk about the fucking government and how corrupt it is.
Oh, they do, and how corrupt that they let people still buy cigarettes. I am a promoter of that. That I guess it's a foundation. I think it's something that, I mean, I know people know that they're bad, but there are still young people that are like 12 years old that are smoking.
Well, I understand what they're trying to do. It's just the way they're going about with these stupid fucking TV ads. It's just not working. I mean, people are just making fun of them. It's like, if you're going to be serious about this, and I think, you know, they have a good idea, you know, do it to, you know, get these kids to quit doing that and not, you know, do these stupid-ass commercials where people are just making fun of them.
Have you heard the one where they're on the radio and they're like, what the beep is up with that? Where they're like beeped out? Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, I think it's funny. I laughed the first time I heard it, but I wasn't laughing at them. I just thought it was a funny commercial. I want to go see to their website and see if they have it on there.
Because when they first started out, before they got to these stupid commercials, it's like, you know, it was interesting. It's like, okay. But it's just like,
it was cool how they had the ones with the body bags in New York City. Did you see that one?
Yes, I unfortunately saw all of them.
Unfortunately?
Yes. Like I said, I appreciate their message to get kids to quit smoking. It's just, you know, and also making people feel like they're, like, disgusting and stupid because they smoke.
Oh.
It's their fucking choice.
You're not supposed to feel that way?
What?
Disgusting, I mean, it's stupid because you smoke?
Huh?
I said you're not supposed to feel disgusting or stupid because you smoke?
No. Oh. That's your choice.
Mm.
I mean, people do a lot of things that are bad for the health, but, you know, it's like...
Like eating assholes?
Yes.
And eating hairy ginas?
Oh, yes. Yes. Exactly.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about because I'm pure, innocent, and white as the snow.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yes. We heard about the back seat.
Ooh.
In Fort Lauderdale on the last show.
It wasn't the back seat. Shut up.
Excuse me, front seat.
Oh, goodness. Speaking of being in the front seat of a car. There's a good question for you. Yes. Circumcised or not circumcised? That is the question.
My preference is that I like them circumcised. I don't like the hoodies.
You do like them circumcised?
Yes. I don't like the hoodies.
Oh.
That's way too much skin.
Well, you know me and my obsession with the Latino men. I love a nice uncut cock. I love it. Yeah. I like to chew on the skin and then blow it up like a balloon. I'm at a party and I want to take shots out of it, so I pour a big thing of liquor in it and treat it like a cup and then suck it down.
And then you can always use it later as a balloon for balloon animals.
Yeah. I love them. I think they're, I mean, they look kind of weird, but you know what? I still think they're hot. But yeah. I love a nice, if it's clean, number one. Number two, if I pull it back and there's like a pound of cheese behind it, that ain't happening.
Oh, yes.
And number three, I could probably smell it before I pulled back the skin to see the pound of cheese.
Oh, yeah. So. Nice, good, and fucked.
I don't need any ricotta when I'm in the bed.
Exactly. And
or the shower. Or the car.
You know, what really sucks
or
is
the closet.
If you're really into it, you want to just suck the hell out of that cock, and you do pull it back, and then you see that nastiest, and it's like,
Right?
Damn it.
Your mouth goes from watery to salty.
I want some cock.
I want to suck your cock so bad, and now it's just, Jesus. It's dinner.
Shit. Didn't even bring a fork or a spoon.
Ugh. If you have to pull out a knife, now that's bad.
Scrape it off.
Hell, while you're at it, just do the skin, too.
There you go. Then you can put it on toast.
Yummy. With jelly.
Can't believe it's not butter.
Ooh, awesome.
So you, out there that's listening, you fags, what do you like?
Yeah, call and tell us.
We know you're not, but we can fucking say it anyway.
Right.
Challenge, bitches.
Challenge. Since you can't send puke in a plastic bag to our post office box, if you are not circumcised, cut off your foreskin, put it in a plastic bag, and send it to it in our post office box.
Hell yeah.
Then we will know you're dedicated to foul monkeys.
That's right. And if you will put it in dry ice, it'll keep it fresh.
So Gina can chew on it.
Chew the fat, so to speak.
You're snorted. What's up with you tonight?
I don't know. I guess I'm in a good mood.
I guess so.
No,
you're like...
I didn't get fucked.
Ooh, fish. I know you're just trying to say what the dirty pig you are.
Yes.
You're a dirty pig bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Treat me like that pig I am.
Oh, Ryan doesn't like pigs, remember?
True. He's scared of them.
Yeah.
They're going to, like, dominate us.
In fact, I believe that... is Daryl visiting us this Saturday?
You know, it'd be fucking nice if he would, especially if he'd drive up in his fucking limo. And
that's
give
what
us
I'm
a
saying.
Ride.
I saw that shit on our website.
Fucking
what the
dick.
Fuck? Look, the Special Olympics hooked him up, okay? Damn.
Mister.
I want to be special. Shit.
I know, shit. You have a big ass fucking limo.
Speaking of special, let me tell you what happened to me today at work.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so you know I see stockholders at my work because I sell and purchase stock from the associates, right? So I get an email that tells me there is someone with the last name Lespin. And I'm like, okay, I'll get this person. So I say I got it, and I walk out. And I'm thinking, Lespin, 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 because I don't want to forget their last name. How about I walk out in the lobby, there's like 15 people in there, and I go, lesbian, lesbian.
And were you saying that to call this person?
That's
or
what
you
I
just
said.
Trying to remember what their name was.
I was trying to remember what their name was, and I was like, Lespin, Lespin, Lespin. And then I opened the door, and I said, lesbian, lesbian. And she goes, the stockholder goes,
oh my God.
I'm not a lesbian. I'm a Lespin, fourth generation.
Oh my God.
I was so embarrassed. I thought I almost pissed my pants.
And of course it has to be a female.
Yeah, and I wanted to laugh so hard. You just don't know how... Oh, I wanted to laugh so hard. I could not laugh. And I was like laughing on the inside and it was hurting my guts. Oh, lesbian, lesbian.
Lesbian? Is there a lesbian here? I'm looking for a lesbian.
What if all the men stood up and said, what if all the men stood up and said, us too? Oh, gosh. So that was my big embarrassing moment that I was talking to you about earlier.
Oh, that's so cool. Lesbian. Is there a lesbian in the house? We know you're out there.
It's like the old movies when like somebody had a heart attack or they're having a baby. They'd say, is there a doctor in the house?
I need a lesbian.
Lesbian?
God, could you imagine if her first name was Anita? Anita Lesbian?
Anita Lesbian? Anita Lesbian. Ooh, my goodness. My goodness. Wow, that was Darth Vader.
Oh, there's also now a Chef Vader.
Chef Vader?
Yes, from South Park.
Oh, is he back alive or something?
Well, I finally got to see the episode where they brought him back after he left.
Uh-huh.
It was funny as hell, too.
Is that the one with Tom Cruise and all them on it?
No, that because he left the show shortly after they did the one with Tom Cruise.
Uh-huh.
And they never released it, from what I understand.
Uh-huh.
But then they just did one recently where they brought him back. And it's not actually the chef character. They just took all his audio clips from old shows and used him to do the voice.
Ooh, I bet he's pissed.
So the kids were freaking out and everything because they're like, because he kept referring to pedophilism.
Uh-huh.
So they were referring that the Scientologists were pedophiles. They were teaching pedophilia. So they tried to get him cured. He almost got cured. And then he was heading back to the pedophiles, and then all of a sudden, this rope bridge broke,
mm-hmm.
and then these, I think it was bears, just ripped his ass to shreds. I mean, they, oh man.
Like gay bears?
No, savage ones.
Well, gay bears can be savages.
True. They didn't fuck him, but they like, pulled his face off, and one of them ripped one of his legs off.
Ow.
And they just shredded the fuck out of him.
Sorry, Chef. No. He'll come back, probably. I'll be back.
Sure. Yeah. So then at the end of that, they did the scene where, you know, how in Star Wars, Vader was created. They show how he was created in the third one.
Or uh-huh.
One, third one. Well, they did that set in South Park where they created the chef.
Oh, okay.
Made him like Darth Vader.
Well, I always tell this to everyone, especially Ryan, because every time he mentions the show, I'm like, I don't know how to tell you this, but I haven't seen an episode of South Park since the movie came out.
Okay. Well, I just happened to catch this one last night. Because I had heard about it before, and everybody's like, you need to see it because they just shred the fuck out of him at the end. It's like, okay.
Well, I don't have cable because I think that TV rots your brain.
Yeah, it does.
So I try not to watch it, and I miss TV, but I miss, like, the dorky shows, like Discovery Health and Animal Planet, FoodTV Network, you know, channels like that. All that other crap I never watched. That was something that Kevin always watched.
I wish there was a way that you could, like, just select certain channels to view, I mean, to show and get rid of the rest of them.
Right.
Make it cheaper.
Ooh, I wish I did have cable because I want to see the new season of Big Brother. Because I love that show. Because I would be so good at lying to people.
Is that on regular broadcast?
I think it's on CBS, but I have to have rabbit ears, I think, so.
The special antennas.
Yeah, I have. Maybe I can get Daryl over here, and maybe he can prop his little cane things that he walks with.
Mm-hmm.
Hook them up to the TV.
There you go. Either that, we just got his fucking limo if he'll bring it.
Or we could use that metal plate that he has in his head from where he rammed it that time.
Mm-hmm. Or all his fucking medals.
That's what I'm saying. Damn. He can hook a brother up.
Fucker.
Hook a brother up! Hook a brother up! Huh?
That's right. What? We ain't family?
Family in the gay way or family in the real way?
Family in the real way.
Oh, okay.
Fucker can't even give me any free shit from Burger King. Ding, fries are done.
Ding, fries are done. Hot apple pie. Hot apple pie.
Why does this sound like... I got the run.
It sounds like a bunch of reindeer are in my apartment because my dog keeps shaking.
Yeah. I'm waiting for to hear ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Come suck my uncircumcised cock.
Let Santa show you how to do it.
Come sit on Santa's lap.
Yeah. You want a present, little girl? You want to see what's in my box? Never-ending gobstopper.
Oh, in my biology class, I felt like I was 12 years old again because we were doing the reproductive system. And every time he said vagina or penis or something, I just laughed. And it was all the guys that were laughing. Every time he would say, like, ovaries, we would just laugh.
Yeah, what is up with that shit? Whenever you're talking about reproductive system, fucking guys fucking laugh, but girls never...
They get all serious about it.
Yeah, they look at you like, what are you fucking laughing at? It's like with the Three Stooges. Women are just like, they're so stupid.
They're like,
guys are like, no, they're fucking hilarious as hell.
I want someone to kiss my labia minora. I'm like, me too, sister.
Yes. Lick my vaginal secretions.
Did you know that the clitoris has erection muscles just like a man's vagina does? I mean, a man's...
Woohoo! Don't know that you do have a vagina.
I have a mangina. But really what I wanted to say was it has erection tissue just like a man's penis.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
That's why it swells up when they get excited.
And do you know they have 2 million nerve endings in their clitoris? And it's like twice as much as the male penis, the whole thing.
Damn.
I'm like, you lucky fuckers.
It's just basically a female dick.
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of. They just
have, I want one.
Me too. I want a vagina.
Oh, I don't want a vagina. I just want a clitoris.
But you want one like China?
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
A big one.
That'd be hot. That's hot.
Yeah, I can suck on it.
You know what's really hot?
What?
No, guess. Guess what's really hot, China?
Guess. Having
sucking Pamela Anderson's titties.
Yeah, there's a lot of them too. It's an all-day job.
It's like around the world in junk.
Yeah. I want to play with the gerbil out of Richard Gere's ass.
I want to play with her boyfriend's dick. It's huge.
That's what I heard. Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
Is it humongous?
Why does it look like he should be walking on a third leg?
Why is it all the skinny men have a huge cock?
I don't know. What does it feel like, Gina?
Nice.
I hate you, fucker. How come all the fat, chubby bear cub boys have the small penis with huge balls?
Yeah, and big ginas. Deep ginas.
Well, you know, more than a mouthful is a waste.
True. But choking's nice every once in a while.
Ooh.
You know, it's fun doing that, but just as much fun hearing someone do that on YouTube.
Oh, I know, because I had... one time, I was with a guy, and I don't know if he'd ever been with a guy before. I mean, I guess he tried to play it off like he did. But how come he started, like, sucking my dick, and all I heard was...
So excited that they just keep choking them.
I know, it's like
about ready to throw up and have to back off. Go ahead, choke yourself.
I'm like, you throw up on me, fucker. I'm going to make you eat this shit.
That's right, bitch.
That's called a Roman shower.
Mm.
When you throw up on somebody, it's called a Roman shower.
I know, jeez.
What if all of our listeners just start throwing up? And then they send it to us in a plastic baggie to our post office box.
There you go.
Gosh, it's the small stuff that makes me laugh.
It's great. But, you know, it's really cool, though, whenever they're choking themselves, and then they take that very, very short break, and then they go right back at it and choke themselves more. It's like, okay, back off just a little bit. I know you want it.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Really good.
And it's even...
sucking the fuck out of it. Back off. I'm still going to choke.
What's even funnier is I have been the person that is gagging also. So...
Oh, yes, I've done that.
And I'm like, motherfucker, I'm not a fucking whore. Stop pressing my goddamn head down on your cock.
I know that you grabbed
God,
the back of your
you're
going
to make me feel like I need some money after this shit.
It's like, let go of my fucking head, motherfucker. I'm in charge here. I'm the one that's sucking the dick.
Right? God.
Now, it's not too bad if you're a woman and they grab you and start, pulling it in.
Uh-huh.
And you don't choke.
Uh-huh.
And you just may not be able to breathe.
Right.
But God, man, it's like they want to choke your fucking ass.
I'm like, if I wanted to be speared, I would take the knife out myself, okay?
But I don't want to be the Debbie Does Dallas doll. I don't have that hole in my that proverbial.
Dude, I don't want locked jaw. I don't want locked jaw when I leave this place.
Exactly.
Could I have all my teeth when I leave here?
Oh yeah, they're the ones that complain about that. Oh, teeth. I'm enjoying it.
Right.
You enjoy it. Teeth's good.
Teeth is good just long as it doesn't, scrape the shit out of you.
Right. No bleeding.
Right. No bleeding. Ow, I'm not into that.
Oh no, huh?
Oh my goodness, we're at 37 minutes. And what the fuck have we talked about? Puking.
Everything.
Puking, uncut cocks, lesbians, Lakeland room. What else?
What else?
That's about
cocks.
It. And puking.
Chokes on dick. I love that character on South Park. Miss Chokes on Dick.
I don't know who that is. Is it like a Chinese person or something?
No, she's actually this big woman
uh-huh.
that has those down to your knees titties. The point they're like tubular.
Yeah.
You know how the big woman get those long tubular.
The
titties?
The ones like you do a ski lift off of.
Yeah. Or if they're wearing like a shirt and they raise their arms, the shirt comes up and you get to see the bottom of them, and you see the nipple sticking out.
Ow! Ow! Mental picture, and it hurts.
She would do that. Every time she would shake, you would see her titties shaking in her shirt. And then there was a couple of times she'd raise her arms, and you'd see the nipples just stick out of her.
I really wish she would stop talking about my grandma.
Does she take her teeth out when she gives
God,
head?
Oh, China. I thought you were getting ready to go, Oh, what is wrong with me? I, want to laugh my ass off tonight. Of course, I can't laugh my ass off because I weigh 900 fucking pounds.
Yeah, because,
But someone thinks I'm beautiful, right? Right?
Yeah, Nick.
Okay. All right, well, I think we should end the show.
Yeah, because... It's been good. Talk about dick.
This one's pretty funny, I think.
Dick is good.
Dick is good. Dick is good. Dick is good. Dick is good.
Yes, dick is good. And just a reminder for you people out there, fucking sweat for Jesus, bitch.
Can I get a what sweating for Jesus? Woo!
For Jesus.
You know, can like, I get
totally
a what?
Sweaty for Jesus the other night. You know, it's like totally just wore my pussy out. Okay?
Ooh.
He rocked my world.
Was it plump and dry?
No, it's sloppy wet.
Ooh. And we're talking about your bed, right?
What?
Your bed was sloppy wet?
Yes, after he got finished with my ass.
your pussy's looking a little angry down there. It looks like
it's
it could throw
angry,
up.
It's just wet.
It looks like it could throw up.
Oh, wet dog. Be careful, because if I start shaking, you might get wet.
Oh, no. Okay, it's really time to go now. So I want to remind everyone to go to the website, foulmonkeys.com, and comment on our website on anything. Right. Hello.
Yeah, right.
Also, I want to remind you, you can call us at 206-984-FOUL.
Or 206-666-2252.
Say it again.
206? Yeah, 206-666. 2252.
All right. I'll let you say it again because I was laughing. One, okay. Two, three, go.
206-666-2252. 2252.
Two two five two.
Yeah, hit us up, nigga.
Dos, dos, cinco, dos.
Yeah. On hit a nika up.
Okay, like a chukapaka dicky, like a kakapooch, kakakakakakakakakakakak.
You know, for call us, motherfucker. Call us, bitch. Or you can email us.
How you are doing?
Yeah, how for you? Call us, fucker. Pick up phone. Oh. You're free after 9. You know what it is, bitch.
Also, please go to iTunes and subscribe through there and leave us some reviews because we only have 2 stars out of 5.
And just as a reminder, because Ricky told these people on the Polk County site because they're special, but you do not have to have an iPod to listen to us.
Exactly.
You can listen to us either on the website, or you can download it if you don't have time and listen to it on any player because it's MP3.
MP3.
In digital stereo.
In digital surround sound. Okay.
Yes, we're retarded.
My name Ricky, and I like digital Dolby surround sound. I think we should end the show being retarded. Though, so I want to thank everyone for listening, and I hope you have a great week.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Hey guys, it's Nick. It was really fun meeting Ricky down in the Orlando area. It's like, but anyways, Ricky is really flirty when he's drunk. I don't know, I just kind of, just be careful, China. You may try and grope you or something. Anyways, guys, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, this is Tiffany from Kentucky, and I want to give the biggest, hardest, roughest fuck you to my friend Kyle. Bye.